The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Have the roles of men and women in society really changed that much? Now, more than ever, men and women are competing in the workplace, in parenting, even in relationships. It doesn't have to be that way. Welcome to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with your host, Naftali Schwartz. Today, a lot of people are delaying or even foregoing marriage. And when there are disagreements, instead of communicating, it's just too easy to forget it all. Maybe that's why divorce rates are so high. When we discuss our roles and communicate with each other, great things can happen. Now, here is Naftali Schwartz.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. My title for this week's episode is The Spiritual Benefits of the Law of Attraction. This is a fascinating topic because it can help many people in so many ways. And since my mission is to help many people improve their lives for the better, I would like to share with my listeners today, the views and life's work of my friend, coach, and mentor, Don Guyberson. Now, I have to tell you, I don't meet people like Don every day. He's a very spiritual man, and he also has a mission to help people using the principles of the law of attraction. Now, we are going to get to all that about this concept of law of attraction. I just want to say, first, I want to share my own experience. I know Don for about almost 4 years, and I would say that he is the one who motivated me, inspired me. I moved from New York about 5 months ago, and it wasn't clear to me how I'm going to accomplish making such a big move, going from moving from New York to California, 3,000-mile move. And with the help of Don and his inspiration and guidance, here I am. I am now living in California. So I am grateful to Don for that. And I think that our listeners will benefit greatly from what Don has to offer in terms of his knowledge and guidance. So I think it'll be best if Don can tell us from his own account how he got into this fascinating work that he does. And okay, here we are. So let's hear it for Don Guyberson.
Well, thank you, Naftali, and thank you for inviting me to be a guest. And congratulations. Not only have you moved to California, but you have your own radio show. Well
thank
done.
You. Thank you, Don. Yes.
Well, how I got into law of attraction, actually, I had wanted to start my own business for quite some time. I used to be in Toastmasters and found that I really enjoyed speaking and especially enjoyed training people and seeing the change that they would go through over the period of 5 or 6 weeks in doing a program. So I said, someday I'm going to be doing that. Well, it took about 10 years before I finally worked up the courage to start my own business, but I did in November of 2004. And I knew there was a piece that was missing. I wasn't quite sure what it was, but I was going to start with what I already knew, sharing what I had learned over the years. And the next year in 2005, there was someone who came and spoke at in our community, and his name was Michael Lozier, and he spoke about law of attraction. And as soon as I heard the law of attraction message, I knew that that was the missing piece, and that was the piece that I needed to bring into my business. So I went through their training program, became a certified law of attraction coach, was later asked to come on the faculty, and spent the next 4 years actually coaching and training law of attraction teachers and coaches for that organization. And that's how I got into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I see. So that's how you got into it. Now, by the way, now I like to emphasize to the audience, our audience, when I first met you, I really never heard of the law of attraction. So can you briefly explain to all of us what's the law of attraction all about?
Okay, certainly. There are a number of different ways we can describe it. Michael Lozier likes to say that, use this definition, that I attract into my life whatever I give my attention, focus, or energy to, whether wanted or unwanted. And I came up with my own ways of describing it. I had three different phrases that I use to sort of illustrate it. One way to describe it is our inner world creates our outer world. Or we could say that our vibrations create our reality, or our thoughts and feelings create our experiences. So in other words, our thoughts, our feelings, our expectations, our perceptions, in other words, that inner world or our vibrations will attract to us the people, events, and situations that are a vibrational match to what we put out. Or to use the famous phrase from the Bible, you reap what you sow. That's a nice, concise way of putting it. And in 2005, Rhonda Byrne put out a movie and a book called The Secret that introduced these ideas of law of attraction to millions of people. But I want to emphasize that law of attraction is not a new concept. In fact, the Kabbalion text that was written thousands of years ago in ancient Egypt talks about the law of vibration. And for centuries, all of the great spiritual masters have taught law of attraction principles. All the major religions of the world talk about prayer and faith and gratitude. Well, The Secret talked about ask, believe, and receive. Notice the similarity there between those concepts. And quantum physics is actually starting to provide some scientific proof for these concepts as well. So law of attraction has been around for a long time.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm with you. So basically, when would you say modern society start taking this much more seriously in terms of actually utilizing in our modern times?
Well, I'm not sure if we started to use it more seriously, but I do believe the possibility and the potential is there. And I'd like to share a little analogy, and then maybe we can look at how that might apply at the individual level, at the group or family level, and even at the level of society. And I remember sharing this with you in one of the classes that you did with me, Naftali, so it may ring a bell, and that is the story about how a caterpillar becomes a butterfly. And this comes from Barbara Mark Hubbard's book, Conscious Evolution. And it was just, I was fascinated when I first heard this. But at a certain point in its life journey, a caterpillar's inner programming kicks in. And it starts to eat voraciously. It eats everything that it can. It gorges itself. It eats like 100 times what it actually needs to survive. And once it has totally gorged itself, it spins a cocoon to shut itself off from the world. And in that state, it then starts to produce what are called imaginal cells. And these imaginal cells have the DNA blueprint of what the butterfly is to be. But the caterpillar doesn't recognize these new cells and actually tries to kill them off. So there's a period of time where there's a war going on between the old and the new, between the caterpillar and the butterfly. But eventually, these new cells start to multiply faster and faster, and at a certain point, they reach a critical mass. And even though they're not in the majority, they start to drive the transformation of the caterpillar into the butterfly.
Hmm.
It's a story of transformation. And that's what happens in a law of attraction situation. We start by setting an intention or a dream or a desire for where we want to be, something new. But where we are right now is dictated by our current programming, our beliefs, our all of those things, the caterpillar consciousness, if you will. And what happens is there will be a war within us between where we are and where we want to be. And the law of attraction journey at the individual level, at the family level, at the society level, is about making that journey, that transformation from where we are to where we want to be.
Uh-huh. So you would say, Don, then really that is the biggest challenge that all of us have, is this resistance that we all seem to, we resist change. We know we have to change, but we are resisting it. Is that correct?
Yes, I would say that that is the biggest challenge, the resistance to change. As I like to say, change is good, you go first.
<laughs> You know? <laughs>
We're
yes.
all happy if someone else is willing to change first. It's when it comes to us having to change. I have to change the way I think, the way I act, what I do. That's asking too much of me.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask an interesting question, Don, because obviously this is what my mission is, going along with your mission, is since I, as I explained in my first episode, my introduction to my show, is that I'm very concerned about the what I call the divorce epidemic in our country, which I believe affects future generation, affects a whole generation of children. Young children grow up and they feel, what's the point of me even attempting to get married, because statistically, I'm most likely I'm going to end up in divorce. So how can we, let's say, use the law of attraction to change that perception that people have?
Well, that's a big question. But what I would suggest is let's look at that question at the three different levels, the individual level, the family level, and at the society level. So the first key, I believe, to a healthy relationship with another person is a healthy relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So the first part of law of attraction at the individual level is getting clear on what's important to me. What do I want in my life? What do I want in a marriage? What do I want in a partner? What do I want in my family with my children? What do I want in my career? And taking some time to get really clear about exactly what you want. Not your mother, not your father, not your spouse, not someone else, but what do you want? And when you start getting clear on that, then you start to, and you start to pursue it, you start to unleash your own passion and you become irresistibly attractive to other people. And you start to attract the people who share your passion, who share your beliefs and values. And that then becomes a solid foundation for a relationship. So that's at the individual level. Then at the family level, it's great for a family to actually sit down and set goals and intentions together. So if you're going to go on a family trip, involve everyone. Involve the kids. Get them involved in imagining what you're going to do and even coming up with the itinerary. Speak to your spouse and get ideas. You know, what do we want to create together as a couple? What do we want to create together as a family? You shared at the beginning of the call how you moved from New York to California. How did that come about? I'll bet that you and Hannah had many conversations and spent a lot of time dreaming about it, talking about it, imagining it, giving it time and energy and focus. Am I right there?
Yeah. Oh, yes, we did. And by the way, Hannah is, to our listeners, Hannah is my wife. That is correct. And I remember Don was telling us that, if you can touch on that, which is really fascinating, the what you call the three-step process of law of attraction, known as alert, align, and allow. Perhaps you can say something about that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes.
Well, in the movie The Secret, Rhonda Byrne revealed a three-step process that she taught called ask, believe, and receive. Now, the thing I didn't like about that was the first question, or the first step is ask. Well, ask suggests that we need to get permission from someone else, and it also implies that the answer could be no. So I didn't like the ask step, so I came up with my own three steps, and I call them alert, align, and allow. Alert means that we alert the universe to what we want, and we do that by taking some time to get clear about what we want, and then seeing it and feeling it and imagining it as if it's already there. Studies have shown that the human mind can't really tell the difference between what is imagined and what is real. So we've all had that experience of going to a movie and being scared at a frightful scene on the screen. It's not real, but yet it had the ability to actually frighten us. The second step, align, means that we move into vibrational harmony or agreement with what we're trying to manifest. This is overcoming that inner programming that we talked about in the case of the caterpillar becoming the butterfly. Wouldn't it be great if someone was there to tell the caterpillar, it's okay, this is what you're meant to become? Would the caterpillar maybe be a little bit more inclined to easily move into that state of alignment? And the last step is allow, which means that we let go of any negative feelings, any fear, anger, resentment that we hold towards others, any impatience, so that we are in an open state to receive the good that the universe has for us.
Ah, very good. So on that note, before we go to a break, I just want to say, meanwhile, you're listening to Don Guyverson. He is a law of attraction coach, and as I said at the beginning of our show, he has helped me a great deal, and my wife. And when we come back, I would like to talk about a few more aspects of this law of attraction.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
Stock prices plunging, home prices receding, and unemployment growing.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, everyone, we are back with Don Guyverson, my guest for this episode. And Don, we were talking about the three: alert, align, and alert, align, and allow. Now I'd like to share with our audience something which for me was quite difficult to comprehend. Is you kept telling me through the whole process that we went, don't worry about the how. You said, Naftali, I want you to visualize living in California, but don't worry how it's going to happen. So can you please explain the audience? This is a, I would say, a challenging concept to grasp.
Yeah, certainly. Be glad to. So that is actually one of the beauties I find about law of attraction, and that is we don't have to figure out the how. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have to do work. It just means we don't have to figure out how to get from A to B. In fact, our job is really to get clear on the what and the why. What do I want, and why do I want it? And then to see that and feel that as if I'm already there. And what happens when I do that, it then puts me in the vibration of being there, of having it. And that goes out as a vibration. And quantum physics is discovered that everything in the universe is simply energy vibrating at a different frequency. So when I get tuned into the right frequency of where I want to be and what I want to have, that is what I send out energetically. And the universe is a responsive universe. In fact, John Wheeler, a physicist, described it as we live in a participatory universe, meaning that we are playing an active part in shaping what happens in the world and in the universe. So what happens is our job is to get clear on the what and the why, and the universe will figure out the how and the when. So once we've figured out what we want and we've seen it and felt it, our job then is to be open to and watching for the guidance that will come of how to get there. And Naftali, you and I have spoken before about one of the greatest examples of this, and that is back in the early 60s when President John F. Kennedy stood before the nation and said, I commit that the United States of America should send a man to the moon and bring him safely back to Earth within the decade.
Yes.
At that time, the scientists had no idea how to do that. There were all kinds of huge scientific challenges that they didn't know how to solve, all kinds of problems that they didn't have the answers to. But Kennedy had a clear vision, clearly articulated, and we know what happened. In 1969, man stepped on the moon for the first time and was brought back safely to Earth.
That's right.
So it's the clarity. So that's a beautiful example of having the clarity of the vision without necessarily needing to know the how. Now, we still have to do the work that we're guided to do, but the important thing here is we don't have to figure it all out.
I see. So, in other words, so it's not as complicated as people think it is.
It isn't, and it is. The intending part is easy. I mean,
right.
we're quite capable of imagining and using our minds and imagining where we want to be and what we want to have. Unfortunately, a lot of people use their mind to imagine the worst-case scenario. They use it to imagine what could go wrong and what if, which is a very negative way to use law of attraction, because it really, the universe doesn't matter, doesn't care whether we're using it positively or negatively. It will simply respond to whatever we're sending out vibrationally. But the real work for us is that second step of aligning. We are where we are now because that's in harmony with our current beliefs or expectations of what's possible or what we want. There's something that keeps us from moving to a higher level or making a change. And the real work is that inner work, the work of shifting the thoughts, the beliefs, coming to a place where we are in alignment with what we want to achieve. And that's where it is often good to work with an experienced coach, someone who has the transformational tools and resources that can help you change that inner programming, help you move into a state of alignment with where you want to be. What I also found is quite often in working with clients, it's my ability to, just like I shared earlier, imagine if the caterpillar had a coach saying, it's okay, this is normal. Every caterpillar goes through this. It's going to be okay. You know, wouldn't the caterpillar feel much more relaxed and at ease about what they were going through?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's essentially what I often do with my clients, is to help them understand the process of transformation that they're in. Because as soon as we start to set intentions and goals for where we want to be, we unleash a process of transformation. We are set on a path of inner change, whether we want it or not. And a big part of my job is to support clients in making that journey as quickly and easily as possible.
Uh-huh. So, you know, Don, I like that you emphasize the word transformation. It's one of my favorite words, because it basically means to going from where you are to where you want to be. Would you agree with that analogy?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I find that many people keep telling me, it is what it is, Naftali, that's how it is, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I keep telling them, it is what it is because you decided that it is what it is. It's sort of a play of words here, but you see what I'm getting at, Don, people just raise their arms and they raise their hands and say, that's it, I give up, there's nothing I can do about the situation, then, in fact, that's what's going to happen, correct? Nothing will happen.
Yes, and the challenge is that what we're talking about is often hard work. It's not necessarily hard work in the outer, but it's the hard inner work of facing our own demons, facing our own fears and doubts and insecurities. I believe all of us have that spark within us that is pushing us to be more, to do more. And that spark will constantly push us to and beyond the edges of our comfort zone. And it's when we hit the edge of the comfort zone and we're being asked to go beyond that, all of our fears, our doubts, every single person that I've ever worked with all has had the I'm not good enough moment. I've had it. You probably had it.
Mm-hmm,
you may be
sure.
Feeling that experience hosting this radio show for the first few times.
Yes.
What did I get myself into? Why did I say yes to this? You know? And
yes,
it came to you. Spirit brought this to you. It's an offer. And because you said yes, you're now dancing on the edge of your comfort zone. And that's where all the growth and all the fun is. So in coming back to, if it were true that it is the way it is, then nothing would ever change. But if you look at all of the change in the world has come about because someone had an idea about something different. If it wasn't for Henry Ford, we'd all still be riding horses. You know, if it wasn't for the inventors of radio and other things, we'd still be writing letters back and forth as our main way of communicating.
That's right. In fact, you know, Donna, you know, the story goes that Thomas Edison, we share that some people say he failed 1,000 times. Some people say he failed 10,000 times. But the point is, people kept telling him, Mr. Edison, give it up. There is no such thing as the electric light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine he would listen to those people. So,
yeah. You
see, that. But he had the determination.
And in your own case, there were lots of people who said you were crazy for wanting to move across the country, and there was no way you could do that, and you weren't in a certain, you know, you didn't listen to them. You listened to your own inner guidance, which was saying that is what you wanted, and without knowing how, you made that happen. And so what I really want to say to anyone who's listening who's maybe feeling that they can't do it, we have incredible powers that we barely even can conceive of. We are incredibly powerful beings and incredibly powerful creators. Just look at what we've created in the world, both the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, we
yes.
are certainly not the biggest and strongest creature on the planet. And yet, either you know, there's no creature that is more powerful than us in terms of what we've been able to do with through the power of our mind. We weren't given wings, but we can fly higher and faster than any animal.
Right.
We're not the fastest runner, and yet we can, with our cars and other things, we can move faster than any animal can. With our technology, we're able to connect with people around the world instantaneously through Skype and radio and television. You know, so it is the power. We have incredible abilities.
So,
and the three main levels of creation that we have to work with are thought, word, and deed. And when we start to change what we think, when we start to change what we say, when we start to change what we do, we change our world, and we change the world.
That's right. In fact, Don, you know, I think we should share with our listeners what you call there are five main reasons that things don't work out for people. Can you go over those 5 points that we discussed? For example, you said that you ask for something that you don't really want. Maybe you can share, you know, maybe you can share with the audience the woman you said that she kept telling you, I need a break, I need a break, I need a break.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So there's, when people come to me, quite often they'll say, the law of attraction isn't working for me. And when they say that, they normally mean one of two things. They mean the stuff that I've asked for hasn't shown up yet, or they mean there's stuff showing up that I haven't asked for. And yet the reality is the law of attraction is working, because the basic premise is that everything that shows up, we have attracted it or asked for it at some level. Not necessarily consciously, not necessarily deliberately or knowingly, but at some level we've asked for it. I teach something called the vibrational iceberg, which is that the vibrations that we send out into the universe are occurring at a number of different levels. The first level is the conscious level, what we consciously think, say, feel, and do. Then at the subconscious level, we have the beliefs, the paradigms, the expectations, the lessons we picked up from our parents and society, all of those internal beliefs that we have that are in the subconscious, unprocessed memories, things of that nature. And then the final level, which we seldom talk about, is what I call soul level vibration. We are spiritual beings, and we came here with an agenda. And the soul will tend to attract the people and circumstances and events that support that agenda of learning, healing, and growing. So all of these vibrations are going out. And the reason I call it an iceberg is because just as an iceberg, 90% roughly of the iceberg is actually below the level of the water, submerged and unseen. Well, in a similar way, most of our vibrations, anywhere from 83 to 95%, depending upon which teacher you study with, is at the level below the conscious level, at the level of the subconscious or the soul. So when something shows up that we haven't asked for, we can use that to understand it. So I start, when something shows up that I haven't knowingly asked for, the first thing I do is I say, is there anything that I have been consciously thinking, saying, or doing that would account for what has just shown up?
Hmm.
And I remember you were talking about the lady. There was a lady attending one of my workshops, and her name was Margot. And she had just recently got out of the hospital with a broken foot. And she said, how did I attract my broken foot? And I said, well, let's take a look at it. Let's start at the conscious level. Is there anything that you were saying, thinking, saying, or doing that would explain your broken foot? And initially she said no, and then she said, oh my God. And she said, I had been saying for weeks before that that I needed a break, that I was too busy, I needed a break from my work. And what happened? She attracted a broken foot that resulted in her being in a hospital and not being able to work for several weeks. It was a perfect answer. It was in perfect agreement with what she had been asking for. She just didn't connect the dots in terms of how she, what she had said had manifested as that broken foot.
Now you see, Don, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's an amazing example of how powerful the law of attraction is, using a positive or negative. Now, we're gonna go to another break, and we can come back. We will continue with Don Guyverson.
There are over 140 million products manufactured worldwide. It is impossible to know the ingredients in these products, especially those made overseas. Stan Salat Jr., President and CEO of the HSF Mark and the Counterfeit Mark Alliance, is the host of People to People, working together for your safety. Stan believes in our right to know the type and amount of hazardous materials in consumer products and whether they are counterfeit. Find out how you can protect yourself every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety. Listen for MD Radio on the Voice America Variety channel. That's Muscular Development Radio. Every Monday, your host, Sean Ray, will take you inside the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. The show will feature Hall of Fame bodybuilders, trainers, judges, and the future champions of tomorrow. Plus, you'll be invited to participate in our call-in Ask the Pros feature. And our nutritional spotlight will feature products that can help you achieve your fitness goals. MD Radio is broadcast live Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
It's time to take a new look at some of life's changing moments. It's time to listen to an expert who has been there and can provide insight through experience, studies, and enlightening guests. Tune in to Illuminating Now, Lindsay's Life Secrets. Host Lindsay Levinson takes a look at relationships, parenting, health and wellness, divorce, depression, sexuality, philanthropy, and mental health. You'll look at everything you know in a different way. Illuminating Now, Lindsay's Life Secrets, airs Wednesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back with my guest, Don Guyverson. And now I would like to talk about another fascinating concept we have here. Don, I once heard you say, we can't manifest anything. Now, that sounded like a shocking thing for a law of attraction expert to say. What do you mean by that?
Well, Naftali, I would put it this way. We don't create in isolation. I tend to believe that law of attraction is a co-creative process. In other words, there is a part that we play, but there's also a part that is beyond us, a part that is played by the universe, by God, by Creator, Hashem, Yahweh, whatever name you use to describe that which is beyond us.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say we can't create, what I really mean is We can intend, but we cannot manifest. We have choice, but we don't have control. And to sort of give you an example of this, let's say you wanted to plant a garden. You can plant the seeds in. You can make sure you've got nice, rich soil. You can plant the seed. You can water the seed. You can weed the garden to make sure that there are no weeds around there. But we can't make the seed grow. There is a piece of this entire process that is beyond us. When we talk about manifesting, we are talking about drawing something from the invisible realm into the physical realm. And we don't fully understand how that happens or how to do that. There's a part that we can play in starting the process, but it is something beyond us that completes that process. Now, having said that, that is the case for most of us. There are some absolute spiritual masters, past and present, for whom those limitations don't apply. There are those who have known that they are one with that higher being, that higher realm, and have not been limited by the laws of nature or the laws of the physical world. I remember hearing a story one time, I believe it was about Sai Baba, the great Indian guru, and someone gave him the pit from a peach, and he put the pit in the palm of his hand, and he passed his hand over the top of the pit, and it became a fully ripened peach. So
wow.
I don't know if that's a true story or not. It quite possibly is. If it is, it shows that he moved beyond. Now, most of us would not be able to do that. Most of us would have a hard time believing that we could do that.
Yeah.
And yet, I believe we all have that capability or the potential to actually do that. So that's what I mean when I say we can't manifest anything. I'm simply saying that we are only part of a co-creative pair. There's another part that has to work with us for things to manifest.
Okay, so would you say that's where I used to tell, and I'm still telling myself till today, that you have to believe this very powerful concept of believing, even though you're not seeing it yet. Can you relate to that, what I'm saying, in terms of people giving up very easily because they don't believe that things can get better?
Yes, that is probably one of the biggest challenges, is holding that space of belief even when the current circumstances suggest otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple of things that might help with this. The first is to realize that the belief doesn't have to be 100% unshakable. You can't tell me otherwise. No, it doesn't have to be that. In fact, in the Bible it says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, it shall be done unto you. And if we look at it the way I like to look at it is, if we look at a scale from 0 to 100, 0 being complete disbelief, and 100% being complete and unshakable belief that it's going to happen, all we really need is 51%. We just need to be on, the positive side of the vibrational divide. And that starts to make it possible. Now, the higher the level of belief, the more quickly it's likely to manifest, because we have that much more positive energy behind it.
Coming
to that state of belief is important work. The important thing is to realize it may take less belief than we think it need to take.
So I'm with you. So would you say, Don, then it's really the expression practice makes perfect? A person really has to work at it and work at it and work at it. Mm-hmm. It's
yes, belief can be developed, just as our muscles can be developed. I mean, belief is a thought. Mm-hmm. And science has shown that we can create new thoughts in about 21 to 30 days. We just have to work with them for a period of time until they get sort of ingrained and we lay down new neural pathways in the brain. But once we've laid down a new pathway, once we have a new way of thinking, it becomes our new default way of thinking. And it's hard for us to go back to the old way of thinking because we're not walking that path anymore. In fact, I remember hearing Jack Canfield tell this fascinating story of training astronauts. And they put on these big helmets, which causes everything to be flipped upside down. So they're seeing everything upside down as they look out through these helmets. But if they wear the helmets for an hour a day, every single day, for 21 days, around the 22nd day, the brain has adjusted and it flips things up so that they're now being seen the right way up. But if you take the helmet, if you miss one day, you have to start all over again. It takes 21 consecutive days for that change to be made in the brain. And in a similar way, if we work with a belief, something that we want to manifest, and we work with it consistently for 21 to 30 days, that it can take that little time for us to move into a place of believing that it's possible.
Now, Don, I want to emphasize to our audience, I hope we all our listeners heard that correctly. Don did not say takes a year or 9 months or half a year. Don said 21 to 30 days. Correct, Don?
Yes, that little time. As long as we do it consistently for that period of time. So if we miss a day, we may have to start over again, but we can do it in as little as 21 to 30 days.
To me, that's very inspirational because, you know, some people, you know the old thing, the cliche, Don, people always have this New Year resolutions. New Year, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to do this, do that, start a new career. And 2 weeks passes and, oh, never mind, I'm back to my old self again.
Mm.
So that would indicate to me they have not even tried 30 days. As you said, 21 to 30 days.
Yes, and the key to any significant change is committing to something long enough for it to become a habit. Mm-hmm. Once it becomes a habit, we do it automatically. We don't even have to think of it. Chances are every one of us brushes our teeth before we go to bed. Why? Because at some point, that became a habit. Now, we don't even think about it. It's just instinctive, automatic. Well, for almost anything that we want to achieve, there are certain habits that would support that. If we want to be healthy, then eating certain foods or exercising a couple times a week or whatever it is. There are certain habits that would be supportive. So the key is that we set the commitment to do those things regularly and consistently for 21 to 30 days, and at the end of that time, we will have a new habit in place. And from that point on, it'll be easy to take these new actions because they're now ingrained as a new habit.
I see. So, Don, so would that explain, I know that you do a lot of work with business owners. Would that explain then why you do work with them? Because you are able to make these major changes in their life in terms of building their business?
Well, the way I wound up working with business owners is that I found that a lot of clients who were coming to me were, in fact, business owners. And a couple of years ago, I was asked to take part in the Power of Coaching movie with John Assaraf and Brian Tracy. And I didn't ask for that. It just came to me out of the blue. And I said, yes. And at one point I was asked, you know, what do you do as a coach? Can you explain what you do as a coach? And I thought about that, and what I came up with is probably the best way to explain it is, probably the best explanation was given by Michelangelo. My wife and I were in Italy a few years ago, and we saw the statue of David, and it is just an absolutely incredible piece of art. Well, apparently Michelangelo said, I didn't have to sculpt David. David already existed within the marble. All I had to do was chip away everything that was not David. And I feel that what I do as a coach is first I start by making sure that I can see the divine in the person. I can see the possibility that's seeking expression in their business or in their life. I try and hold that vision for them. And then I try and help them chip away anything that is in the way from that divine perfection expressing in and as them. And so when in the context of business, what I find is many of the times it's they're being, as I said, what I love to do is I love to help people find, follow, and fulfill their divine purpose. And many of the people that I attract as clients are being called to do that in the context of a business. So what I'm often doing with clients is helping them chip away anything that is in the way of them being all they are meant to be and do as business owners.
I see. Now, for example, now I notice you have a new program beginning in March for business owners, specifically for business owners. Can you tell us more about it?
Oh, certainly. For the past 3 years, I've been teaching classes with Karen Kent, who's an energy worker in New Jersey. And what we found is our two skill sets really complement each other very nicely. My background in law of attraction helps people get really clear on what they want. Remember that step one of alert that we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. And Karen is trained in a variety of different clearing techniques that help people clear away the blocks that might be in the way, which then allow them to align and allow. So what we're doing is we are offering a 5-week program beginning March 3rd that combines two key components. First, there's a 4-step process for gaining greater clarity about what you want in your business. And then we have a series of clearing sessions and clearing tools that we teach you to remove any blocks that might be holding you back in your business. And when you have that clarity and you've cleared away the blocks, then you create a truly magnetic business that allows you to attract a steady stream of clients who are ideal for you and your business.
John, that sounds very interesting. Also, I understand you have a couple of special gifts for our listeners.
Well, I do. I mean, obviously, I've known you for a number of years now, and I thought, you know, what could I possibly offer that might be of interest to Naftali and his listeners? So the first thing I have is something, it's a free report called 3 Ways to Magnetize Your Business. Now, it is intended for business owners, but the 3 techniques that I share can be used by anyone to help them with anything they want to manifest, whether it's a new job, a new career, more abundance, better health. The tools, the techniques that are shared are universally applicable. Mm-hmm. And that report reveals 3 simple but really powerful techniques that you can use to create a truly magnetic business or a truly magnetic field around yourself to attract what you want, whether that's business or life goals. And in fact, doing this will actually put you ahead of 99% of all businesses who will never take the time to do these simple little things, even though they're very powerful and transformative.
Right,
so people want to.
By the way, Don, it's going to be. This is very interesting. It seems to my engineer is telling me we're almost out of time. So I definitely want our listeners to what can they look into? They can look at your free report that you have.
If they go to Magnetize Your Biz, that's Magnetize Your Biz, biz.com, mm-hmm. then it's available there on the website.
Okay, and that's where they can see your upcoming the upcoming program.
Yeah, and if they ask for the free report, they'll also receive the information on the upcoming course, yes.
So again, to repeat to our listeners, so it's magnetizeyourbiz.com.
Yes.
Okay. And again, everyone, I want to thank Don Guyberson. Don, thank you very much for being my guest today. It's been a pleasure. And I really amazed how I've come a long way with you.
Well, thank you, Naftali. It was a joy being your guest today. Thank you for inviting me.
It's my pleasure, and I wish you the best, and we should all keep doing good things and give a lot of hope and inspiration to our listeners. So thank you again, everyone, and we'll see you next time on my show. It's time to go back to basics.
Thank you so much for listening to our program. Please join host Naftali Schwartz for another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. We'll be here Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a very good week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.